Previously on the Iced Tea After Show presents the Dice Tea Podcast.
We do have our good friend Nikki Nenko with us.
And I'll be talking shit the entire time.
I have designed a fighter character based on Elizaveta Tuktomysheva.
I've done Kari as a level 13 halfling rogue.
Nathan Chen is a human barbarian.
Yuzu's character sheet is he's a high elf, wizard, bladesinger.
So you're all having a drink in the Fug Village. Yuzu, you're going through the thousands of exactly the same Winnie the Pooh little plushies that you're handling. And you hand one over to Nathan. And then like the corner, there's like just a huge pile of plushies.
Yeah, that's the plushie corner.
Their eyes start glowing and like their paws grow a single blade across the paw. And yeah, roll initiative. I think it's incredible that you're both playing two characters.
This is supposed to be a tiny bit.
You're a DM. You know how to play multiple characters. This is like what I do.
Do I?
This is my first time doing two characters. Title my sex tape, but I'm excited about it.
I was going to say title of Nikki's sex tape was I do very little, if no prep.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. Megan, I'm so sorry about the amount of cutting you're going to have to do on this episode.
I'm going to have a blast.
Is this podcast PG-13? Like,
no, it's always explicit. It's always explicit.
Yeah, we're shrewing. We swear too much. It's great. Yikes. What did your people get, Megan?
Lisa got a 13. And
okay.
Nathan has advantage, so hold on. Good, because one of those was one. Nathan has a 19.
Sexy. Yuzu got a dirty 20, and Kaori has a 6.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, she rolled very poorly.
Okay, beautiful. So my favorite boy, Yuzu Hanyu, goes first.
Oh my god, so...
You're kind of tipsy.
I'm kind of tipsy... I don't, for the record, I don't know if he drinks as a real person. More power to him, but my...
This is fantasy.
Fantasy mama. Elf Yuzu is kind of tipsy. What I'm seeing is this awakening mass in the corner, right?
You all see this awakening mass in the corner. They start hissing. The one that Nathan is currently holding has already, like, grown all of its, like, little new appendages, like teeth and shit. The other ones are, like, slowly starting to, like... awaken.
Got it. Okay.
How big did it get?
No, they stay the same size.
But everything I can do is so powerful.
You simply love to see it.
You simply love to see it. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I see this awakening mass in the corner. I see that the one Nathan is holding is also starting to like awaken and be terrifying. I pull out my longsword. I'm going to swipe at the one that Nathan is holding, trying to not hit him, of course. That's going to be my first attack. I'm going to crit.
Come on!
It's just a regular sword attack, but I am going to crit. And I'm going to do...
Of course you're going to crit.
But I'm just going to do a nice 8 damage.
Oh, just a nice 8 damage?
Yeah. I mean, on a crit... On a level 18 character, it's not very impressive, but I do 8 damage to the one that Nathan is holding. Is it hurt? Like, how hurt is it?
You slice your sword into the tiny body of this small Winnie the Pooh stuffed animal, and you rip it open, basically, and, like, plush and, like, a little bit of, like, broken up ice starts pouring out.
Fuck.
But it seems to still be...
plushy.
I don't... Not alive, but, like, active.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna cast Blight at the mass in the corner. And the thing in the corner has to give me a Constitution saving throw DC 19.
The thing in the corner has a plus 13 to con save.
Cool, so it just has to roll a 6 or higher.
It crit failed. So far, we've rolled a crit...
Ones and twenties.
The drama.
That's incredible.
All right. So as the thing in the corner crit fails, necromantic energy washes over it, and it takes 8d8 necrotic damage. So let me just 1, 2, 35. So it takes 35 points of damage. Then I activate my Bladesong as a bonus action, and that's my turn.
You see that all the little plushies start screaming, "No, we love you! Why are you attacking us?"
I ignore them.
They start screaming. Very, very quiet, soft little screams. Nathan Chen, my boy, you are next.
I'm picturing all the little poos are like, "Tosan!"
Like, "Oh, father!"
You guys know that, you're weebs. So listen, it's Nathan's turn. And Nathan is holding a semi-active, gutted poo plushie, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
How does that make him feel?
How does it make him feel?
Nathan calls out to Yuzu and he's like, "Arigato, bro." And then, because he knows how hard it would be for Yuzu to attack one of his own bears. And he did that out of pure sportsmanship and bro spirit. And that inspires Nathan to go into a rage.
Love to see it.
Love to see it.
So that's going to be his bonus action. And then I think Nathan is going to drop this poo on the ground, take out his great sword, and just like stab it down into it.
Nice.
Okay, hot.
So that's going to be a 25 to hit.
No, I don't think that hit.
It's a surprisingly hard, durable plushie. Okay, and then it's going to be 11 slashing damage.
Yeah, you pierce your sword into this little poo bear, and it just splits in half and like falls into water, and it's like a weird little yellow puddle on the ground.
Oh,
like
no.
Yellow and red puddle on the ground. It's disgusting. It's absolutely terrible.
That's horrifying. I still get an attack, and I think dropping the poo on the ground didn't count as my movement, right? Can that be a free action? Or
of course it didn't.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna then take my movement to go to the thing in the corner, in the plushy corner, and take my second greatsword attack at that thing. So let's see what happens here. Oh, it really is always my worst die is the purple one. I don't know why I bother with her. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not hit, unfortunately.
And can I get a dexterity saving throw from everyone, please?
All right. Nathan actually has advantage on dex saves against effects that he can see while not blinded, deafened, or incapacitated. Shall we say just cancels?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what you sound like. All right, so then Nathan's straight up dex save is a 7. That's not great. And Lisa is, let me just, I haven't like gotten to play a turn with her yet. So Netta, do you want to go while I learn how to play my character?
Sure. Yuzu has a 22 dex save, and Kaori has a 16 dex save.
Okay.
I'm just over here playing Team Japan.
Incredible. Lisa has that indomitable thing, because you just can't top Lisa, so I just wanted to make sure that she had that before I did that. Okay. Okay, so Lisa did use her indomitable skill to reroll a failed saving throw, but she failed it again. She failed it, I'm assuming, both times she got a 8 and a 5.
Yeah, the only person who didn't fail that is Yuzu.
Fuck.
He just knows the Pooh Bears so well.
I feel like their moves.
He can anticipate their movements, but they start swarming, y'all, and like start sinking their little tiny ice cold teeth and like little blades into your skin. And I'm gonna roll this digitally because I'm not counting this much dice.
Jesus.
Beautiful.
I'm realizing now we have no healers in this group. In this party of two, of four.
I wonder who would constitute a healer in the figure skating world.
Tracy.
Yeah. Well, in my universe, Tracy's a paladin. Can paladins heal?
Yeah, paladins can heal.
So yeah, I guess Tracy, a sports medicine expert. The people who make those weird blow-up leg sleeves that massage you with air.
Lisa and Kari. You yes. both take 58 slashing damage.
Jesus.
Ooh.
And 10 cold damage.
So it's 68.
It's a 60 total damage.
That's almost nice.
Almost
that
nice.
That is almost nice. I'm a little mad about it. Nathan takes 29 piercing damage because he is raging.
Okay.
And 10 cold damage.
Okay.
Yuzu takes half of all of that, so 34 total damage.
34. Okay, got it.
It's actually wild that none of us are immune to cold damage. I think a skater would be immune to cold damage.
Yuzu's fucked up.
It's good that he saved.
Actually, Nathan would like to take a reaction, which is retaliation. When you take damage from a creature within 5 feet of you, you can use your reaction to make a melee weapon attack.
Wait, actually, while we're doing reactions, Kari's going to uncanny dodge.
Oh, Kari can totally uncanny dodge, yeah. She took 68, halved to 34. Yes, Nathan can totally retaliate or whatever.
Nathan retaliates with his greatsword. It's a 27 to hit.
Really fucking annoying, honestly, but whatever. 27 hits?
Yeah, and it's going to be for 15 damage.
Hell yeah. I have a question for you. Doesn't Uncanny Dodge only help you against attacks?
Oh, fuck me, it does. It's not an attack, right? It's just a fucking spell.
I actually think that you have evasion. Yeah, you take half damage. Because of evasion, you still just take half damage.
Incredible. Just gonna keep giving those 34 points to myself back and forth.
Yeah, the little mascots reform. There's still like some of them left in the corner in a pile, but most of them are now. And like, imagine Pokemon is really gonna sue me. What's it called? Garbodor? Garbodor? Like the trash Pokemon?
I don't know that
one. Either of you know the trash Pokemon? It's incredible.
That's gonna be generation like 5 or something. I feel like I lost count after 2 or 3.
I think it is. Okay, let me post a photo in the chat. Imagine this, but made out of little plushies.
Ew, I love it.
That's the vibe we're going for.
That's what I look like during this quarantine. Just like pigtails and then like garbage.
It is Lisa.
Lisa is going to... How far away is Lisa from this?
They just moved next to Lisa, actually. So...
Convenient.
They reformed next to her, yeah.
Fabulous. All right, well, Lisa's going to attack it with her double-bladed scimitar.
Hi.
And that's going to be a 21 to hit.
That definitely hits.
And that's going to do...
It's a bunch of bears.
That's going to do 11 damage. And then she's going to do that 2 more times, which I will just do together.
I love that.
She's just going to do that 2 more times, actually.
Yeah, a 12 doesn't hit, right?
A 12 does not hit.
Okay, so one of them's going to miss, one of them's going to hit, the other one's, it's a 21 to hit. I'm assuming that hits, and that one's just going to do 7 damage.
You, Lisa... tear your like scimitars through the pile of plushies, and you see that like as you take your blade out, there's like a little Pikachu just trying to like hold on to the blade, and you kind of shake it off, and it falls to the ground unconscious into a pile of yellow sludge.
And I say, "Das Vidania, Pikachu," and then. Because she talks like that. Is it too late to action surge?
No, it's not too late to action surge.
It's never too late to action surge. Awesome. You can take one additional action, and I get 3
attacks. Isn't that 3 more attacks?
I'm just going to attack 3 more times, yeah, because I don't know how long this thing's going to last, so I just want to get as many things in as possible. That's going to miss. 19 will hit, right?
19 does hit.
Okay, yeah, the 12 I think is going to miss, and we'll do one more. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not hit, no.
Okay, so I get one more hit in for 12 damage.
You tear the head off of a Hello Kitty.
Oh!
It's a little sad.
It is a little sad. Just a little.
That's like a bye-bye kitty.
Terrible.
I am a comedian. Don't feel bad.
And you will return.
I will return, but my turn is over for now.
Kari, it is you.
Yeah, I'm just going to sneak attack this good boy. It's going to be 23 to hit.
A 23 definitely hits.
All right, and if I do get sneak attack, that's going to be 8d6 damage.
That's incredible. That's absolutely terrifying.
Just with my short sword. I see all of this going down. I pull both of my short swords out. There's like a dramatic like shing sound as I pull them out. And I just slash at one of them, like going low into like its lower side because I'm a tiny thing. All right. So it's going to be 36 damage. And then I'm going to bonus action two weapon fighting. Just swipe at it one more time. Does a dirty 20 hit?
A dirty 20 hits.
All right, so that's just going to be three more damage, just for funsies. And that's going to be it. That's going to be my turn.
You make eye contact with Lisa, who just swiped six times within 6 seconds at this huge pile of stuffed animals. And as she, like, cuts open a Hello Kitty and, like, tears the eyes off a Chiburashka or something...
it's personal because it's Russian.
That could be another sticker we could sell for this podcast.
That's a tagline for this episode.
You take your little short sword out and you stab like one of the more central Winnie the Poohs. And it's like a Winnie the Pooh next to like a Tigger, next to like you take your short sword out and all of the Winnie the Pooh characters are like a shish kebab on your short sword. And you like slide them out with your left hand and swipe at it again and deal a bunch of damage to this giant pile of plushies. At this point, there's like tens of dead little plushies turning to ice sludge on the ground.
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah, they start growling and some of them start jumping off the larger body and they're going to make an attack against every one of you.
All right.
In order, a Winnie the Pooh runs up to Yuzu.
The betrayal!
Top 10 anime betrayals!
Well, no, because here's the narrative. It, like, raises its little paw that's turned into a razor blade, and it makes eye contact with Yuzu, and it rolled in that one. So it just, like, makes eye contact with its patron and goes, "Oh, bother," and just dissipates to the ground. A little plush bulldog, which is the mascot of Yale.
Oh, we know.
Did get one once.
runs up to Nathan and bites him and deals 19 piercing damage, halved to 9.
Okay.
Then a small plush crocodile smoking a cigarette runs up to Lisa and hits her with a natural 19.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. For I rolled a 1. Like, I get to get some nice rolls too.
Yeah, this is not exciting if we're just rowing this baby.
For 23 piercing damage.
Jesus. Yikes. Okay.
And one of the Hello Kitties floats up to Kari and the little like cat claws turn into like huge ice claws and she swipes at her with a natural 15.
No.
And deals 20 slashing damage.
20? It's going to be halved because uncanny dodge because this is an attack.
It's going to be 10, yes.
Cute. Thank you.
And then they're going to start returning to the big pile of animals. And it's going to be back to Yuzu.
All right. Yuzu is just shook. He is very upset by everything that's happening.
His little non-chin is quivering in sadness.
Yeah, his non-chin is quivering. He has full murder eyes. His eyes are entirely black. It's frankly terrifying. He is, first of all, going to slash at the thing with his sword. Just, I think this is like his, he doesn't have like capital R rage, but this is just his like murder eyes rage. He's gonna slash at this boy for for like a 30 to hit.
Sure, yeah, a 30. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
It's just a lot to hit. But it's just gonna be 1d10 of damage. He's just doing this as like a blind 12 damage from the sword at just this thing. I think subconsciously, just for flavor, he is trying to aim at non Pooh bears.
It's just like very difficult.
Swiping and trying to get anything else, but at the end of the day, he doesn't care. And then with my second action, because I do get two actions, I am going to cast... This is just... I want to hear you narrate this. I'm going to cast Phantasmal Killer on this thing. You got to give me a wisdom save, DC 19.
Make an insight check.
All right, I will. I have decent insight. 22?
Phantasmal Killer wouldn't affect this being because it doesn't have a proper consciousness.
Fucker, I really wanted just to hear you describe the nightmares of this creature. But okay, if that's not going to happen, I'm going to cast...
And now I realize that maybe the blight shouldn't have worked either, but that doesn't...
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't have a consciousness.
Yeah, I didn't see that it has no effect on constructs, but I'm going to let you have that.
Thank you. I'm going to just cast Vampiric Touch on it. A shadow wreath at hand can siphon life force from others to heal me.
It doesn't have a life force.
It wouldn't work. It's not a thing. Fuck me. Okay. I'm going to use my second action to make an arcana check on this thing and figure out what can hurt it.
You don't have to use your action. You can just make an arcana check as a free action.
This all happens in 6 seconds, but whatever. I'm going to roll 16 arcana, which is upsetting because I have plus 11, but I rolled
very poorly. Can Nathan give the help action as like a sportsman-like action?
Yuza turns around and is like, what the fuck is this?
Nathan turns around and with his Yale-educated knowledge of magical creations, you know that it's like on the barrier between construct and creature, most spells that specifically impact creatures wouldn't impact this creation.
Oh, right.
It gets affected by more things than most constructs because the blight affected it.
Okay.
But you don't think that like anything that like drains life force or like affects the mind. So like you don't think that you would be able to charm it.
Okay, cool.
That's useful to know.
I'm mad at this thing now. It's not working. My tricks are not working. So I'm going to cast Disintegrate at it at a 6th level.
Okay.
It can be cast at an object. So I'm going to do that. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw DC 19.
It only has a plus 6 to its dexterity.
You mean this giant clump swarm of plushy stuffed animals isn't agile?
If you would believe that, no, it is not. What do I have to beat?
19.
I didn't beat that. I rolled a natural 3.
All right, Megan, please get close to your microphone because I want to get your reaction here. On a failed save, the target takes 10d6 plus 40 force damage.
Come on.
So I'm going to roll that now. It's going to take 71 points of damage.
Come on!
Yeah, it's going to take 71 points of damage from my disintegrate.
Absolutely furious. Raise your hand towards this clump of little tiny cute-ass mascots. And ray of like bluish green energy extends from like your extremely gracious fingers. You sort of make like a little hand position. You hear in your voice the commentators already being amazed with your performance. And the ray makes contact with like Piglet or something. And then like the green energy rapidly spreads across wherever the animals touch. It just sort of like corrupts them upwards. And one by one, they disintegrate into like fine dust. And the dust sort of scatters across the floor. There's a large hole of nothingness in this creature now. And the like other plushies are trying very hard to like reconstitute, but it's growing smaller in size just because of that.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that your turn, Yuzu?
Yes.
Hearing Netta answer to Yuzu is one of the weirder experiences of my life.
You can always safe word out of this, Megan. Like
Quetzal, Quetzal. No, just kidding. That's not my safe word. That's Netta's.
And what's Nathan's safe word? He can tell us on his turn, which is right now.
I think I missed my window to frenzy, and that's okay.
You are technically right, but remember, this is a session we're doing as a bit for a Patreon episode of your podcast.
So you can frenzy attack.
I think you can frenzy attack.
This is all right. So Nathan's gonna reckless attack in a frenzy. He's both frenzied and reckless.
Hot.
Is so mad.
I'm going to take 3 swipes of my greatsword at this plushy construct with a black hole in the center. And let's see how's this gonna go? Oh, with Nathan's frenzied, reckless attacks, all 3 are going to hit. I got a...
What did you roll, Megan?
With advantage and all my shit added together, I got a 27, 28, and 29 to hit, respectively.
Jesus.
The first attack is going to be 18 damage. And the second one is going to be 15 damage. And the third one is going to be 12 damage.
That's 45 damage.
45 damage just from getting slashed up with a big sword by an angry boy.
You see this huge hole.
You see this hole.
That Yuzu made. And you grab your weapon and just slash it from where they're trying to reconstitute. And you tear their, they're trying to grab their little paws together and bring back their body. And you just fucking...
That is so cute. Sad.
Just destroy their little, futile attempts at becoming one again. You pull your sword away and you see them, stop trying to reconstitute. And they, fall apart a little bit. And then they all just, open their tiny little mouths and just start cheering. And it just turns into, a huge swarm of, "Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Go off!" And I need all of you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Maladiots.
It's truly upsetting. Hari, she rolled a 4.
She rolled a 4.
And Yuzu rolled 17.
I'm assuming a 10 doesn't succeed, right?
It does not.
Okay, does a 11?
No.
All right, then Lisa does not succeed. This indomitable thing has not been working out for Lisa so far, which is how I know it's not a realistic portrayal. Let me do Nathan. Okay. 19 for Nathan.
Nathan is the only one who succeeds.
Fuck.
Incredibly enough. They start cheering and you all start looking around and you start getting flashbacks from an hour ago and it starts getting louder and louder and you all take 54 psychic damage.
54 psychic damage.
54 psychic damage. Nathan takes 27.
Uses it for hit points.
And everyone except for Nathan is frightened.
Kari's not because she has advantage against being frightened.
Let's give her advantage against that entire thing.
No, she's still not going to save.
Yeah, she's frightened.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You want to know why Nathan succeeded? Because we know that Nathan is not fazed by the rain of poo. Even though Raph said it was psychological warfare, Nathan overcame.
Yuzu is going to go down and I'm very scared.
That was not even their turn. That was just what happens when they pass a certain damage threshold.
Oh no.
So they stop being this one blob of things and they start skittering around the floor and just going, "Yeah, that's beautiful. Amazing."
Gross.
Just sort of chittering around the ground, running up on the table, running up on the chairs, trying to crawl up on y'all.
Are they us? Are they the Iced Tea podcast being that slapped?
Yes, that is exactly how you should imagine that. Yes. They will basically undergo their stage 2 metamorphosis and they will start glowing with a dim white light and just start chittering around very furiously. They have a higher AC now and it's going to be Lisa's turn.
Lisa is going to, as a bonus action, she's going to do her second wind. So let me see how much HP I get back here.
We're all desperately trying to stay up.
I know. Lisa's second wind is the gameplay equivalent of her career renaissance when she got her triple axel back. And I guess it was like last season. Okay. 1d10. That's going to be 21 hit points that she's going to get back. I thought of something that has been like in my head this whole time, which is that I know that the plushy corner music is plush, but it would also be funny to me if it was, I'm in the corner. And then it was just that. Yep, so Lisa now has 30 HP, which is still not great, but it's better than 9. All right, and then Lisa is going to make 3 attacks with, you know, I would want to do the whip for flavor, but it is so much less powerful than the double-bladed scimitar that I simply cannot. So yeah, it's going to be 3 more attacks with the double-bladed scimitar.
Lisa can make a saving throw at the beginning of her turn to see if she gets out of frightened.
Come on. Come on. And you said it's wisdom?
Yep.
Oh, she's not very wise. I'm going to use my good die. I crit.
Woo! You succeed. Okay. You are no longer frightened. You see a small little Zayativolk running around chasing each other. And you are reminded of your homeland and you grow calm.
Aww. Fuck yeah. All right. So now I'm going to make my attacks. Let's see that. I'm going to ask, does a dirty 20 hit?
No.
Does a 24 hit?
A 24 does hit.
Okay, so then I'm going to get in 2 hits because the other one was a 28. So let me see here. One of the hits or one of the attacks is going to be a 9 damage. And the other one is going to be a nice 10 damage. So 19 damage total.
Beautiful. You slash the little hare running around, like the little bunny, in half, and you see the wolf sort of look at you and start cheering, and then it realizes that it shouldn't be cheering for you, and it like starts growling again.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Next up is Kari.
Kari is frightened, so I'm just gonna roll real quick to see if she gets out of that. She's not going to get out of that. Fucker. She's not gonna hit on the first one. And she's not going to hit on the second one. She's just scared and not doing well.
All the little Hello Kitty characters are running around in a circle around her. And just sort of chanting. And she gets super distracted and can't hit any of them.
Oh, Kauri.
After she sort of swipes twice, they like sort of stop. And they all jump up at her. And try to start like clawing, biting her and like knock her prone. So can she give me an opposed athletics check?
All right.
Or acrobatics, if you want to do acrobatics, because it's a plus 14.
All right. Does a 25 save?
Let's see if it does. I rolled a 21.
Woo!
You do save, unfortunately, for me.
She does a Matrix backbend.
Yes!
Is the main Hello Kitty just called Kitty, or is she Hello Kitty? Are they Hello Kitty?
I think her name is Hello Kitty.
Is Hello Kitty a girl?
Yeah, she is.
She is. In fact, she is a human girl and not a cat, allegedly.
Also, she has in some timeline, she has a boyfriend who is her boyfriend, but is also a girl character. She's queer. Hello Kitty's queer.
She has, her girlfriend is a he/him lesbian.
Oh, that's correct. That's what it is. Yes.
Okay, so queer icon Hello Kitty steps on you. Queer icon Hello Kitty steps on you, pops out her little razor blades from her paws, and slashes you for 16 damage.
Fuck. Okay.
Let's see if they get the chance. Ooh, they rolled a 6, so the other ones are also going to attack, but they're not going to try to knock anyone prone. Actually, that doesn't hit, because Yuzu has a fucking armor class of 21.
Actually, it's 26 right now.
It's 26?
Yeah, he has his blade song activated.
So a little Tigger starts bouncing around Yuzu and like tries to scratch at him with his claws, but can't. A small plush rabbit attacks Nathan and also fails to hit him. And then the Volk who sort of cheered for Lisa sort of puts the pipe back into his mouth and runs up to her and bites her with a 22 to hit for, that's okay, roll for 12 damage.
I think the reason that the rabbit missed Nathan is because Nathan knows rabbits as a rabbit godfather.
Didn't Nathan attack Reckless?
He sure did. Yeah, you do. You do have advantage on that.
I rolled a natural 19. Oof. He sees this like pet rabbit in plush form go to attack, and because he was so reckless, his defenses are down, and the rabbit just bites him for 18 damage, which reduced to 9.
All right, no problem. Tuesday again, no problem. Says Nathan, a meme king, aloud.
World champion Yuzuru Hanyu is next.
And two-time Olympic gold medalist, thank you very much. He is very upset. He is sweaty. His eyes have gone completely black. His chest is heaving as it's wont to do. He's going to attack with his sword because he gets two actions and might as well.
Can Yuzu first roll his wisdom?
Oh, decide if he's, wisdom 18.
An 18 just saves, actually.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
does a dirty 20.
Does not hit.
All right, well, he's very mad. So he's going to disintegrate once more, but he's going to cast it an 8th level.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Give me a dex save, DC 19.
I feel like I should roll this live just because this could destroy all of the little plushies. I'm so anxious. It failed. They failed. The plushies failed.
It failed?
They failed.
Well, the plushies are about to get 16d6 plus 40 damage.
Oh, you simply love to see it.
So I cast a disintegrate, sweating, breathing hard, I for 107 points of damage.
You actually killed the DM with that.
The minimum damage for that attack is 56 damage. The plushies had 50 HP. So regardless of what you'd rolled, you would have killed them. But Yuzu throws his sword to the side and just like holds both hands down in a dramatic motion. Maybe like does a little cross just to like be super confident in his abilities.
He crosses his heart and then his dick like he does always.
107 is also a pretty Yuzu typical short program score in addition.
Yeah, that's like about where he would score.
Cross your heart, you cross your dick, you hold your hand onto the plushies, the magnificent beam of like bluish green energy extends again, and one by one all of the plushies turn into super fine dust again, and as all of them do, and you can like see it, the ground gets covered with dust, you realize that it's not dust, it's tiny sequins.
Fuck, I actually got chills.
Nathan says, I knew those things were no good.
Lisa, like, picks up a little bit of the sequins from the ground and, like, rubs them between her hands. And, like, there is a thick layer, like, at least, like, a 2-finger layer of sequins on the ground.
Wow, that's a lot of sequins.
That's the dream.
You feel like you would be able to craft the magical armor with these sequins. But you are out of initiative order. This thing is fully dead.
Wow.
Wow.
As we get out of initiative, and before we wrap this up, Yuzu turns around to Nathan and is like, it is just such an honor to fight alongside you. I'm just always so inspired when you're in the same room as me fighting.
And Nathan's like, come on, it is absolutely, like, this is the goat right here. Like, there's absolutely no question that it is an honor to even share a battlefield.
And then they do that for another 45 minutes. Delightful.
I want to say that Yuzu did almost 200 damage just in disintegrate.
Yeah, he's trying to break 300.
This has been so much fun. Thank you so much, Nikki, the world's best DM. And may I say, like, I was really impressed with the amount of details that you just sort of magically picked up from the air, considering that you really don't know figure skating lore that well.
Yeah, my brain is just really big.
Your brain is so big and so scary, and we really loved having your brain on our show.
Wizards of the Coast, hire me.
Wizards Seriously, of the Coast, though. Hire this person. And if Wizards of the Coast want to reach you and hire you, where can they find you on the internet? Plug your socials.
My Instagram is Nikki Nenkov.
And if you're listening to this, it means that you've supported us. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We love playing D&D. We hope that this has helped you guys realize that you don't have to even be into like traditional fantasy stuff. You can make D&D whatever you want. If you want to make D&D about figure skating, you can do that.
If you do want to start playing D&D, but you don't have any friends who've played D&D already, I would recommend going on the Looking for Games subreddit. That's r/LFG. You can find people to play with online. A lot of people are playing now during this trying time. There's a bunch of resources online, and it's a very fun time, and it's a great way to find new friends.
Stay indoors, wash your hands, take care of people. Megan?
Netta.
Is that everything?
It sure is. Bye-bye, everybody. We love you, and we thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.